FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is a happy hour sports with Steen and
Scott.
How are you?
I'm here. Let's see, breathing heavy and my head is spinning because I got
long
in here
day.
With 2 seconds to spare.
Long day. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower, underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour, underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. We have Amy Voken-Lutter coming on today. She is the Director of Mortgage and Banking and Admin and Customer Service for Palmer Group. We will gently and delicately ask her how to pronounce her name when she comes on, because not a strong point of mine. I'd rather get it right.
Okay. When is that? The 5?
That is the 5 o'clock segment, yes. Okay. So well, Andrew, my middle son, well, just call her Amy. Yeah, you know her, dear.
Right.
I do not. So, yeah, you can't do that. Tonight, Ravens, Buccaneers. We'll get into that game here in a few. Saturday, we have UNI Southern Illinois, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. That's a huge game for Jimbo Fisher. It's at home. They're on a losing streak. They're under 500.
He's against the wall.
All those things. It's not good.
Got to get it done.
Broncos and Jags are in London at 8 a.m. It's always nice. So it's a four-game weekend this weekend.
Looking forward to that.
Bears, Cowboys, 49ers, Rams, Packers, Bills, Bengals, Browns. Bengals just got hit with some bad news today. 4 to 5 weeks, Jamar Chase, hip injury.
Yeah, I know. He's on my fantasy team. Yeah,
it's not good for you.
On the way here, I get a text from my son. What do you want for Jamar Chase? I'm like, he's hurt. Why would you want him? He goes, I'm thinking of the long game. And I'm like, well, maybe I am too. I don't know.
You never trust youngins when they want to trade for somebody.
Exactly.
Never, 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 never. Okay, so sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group, as stated. Come and go. I have to do a couple of come and go commercials coming up here. And BetMGM. How did BetMGM go the other night?
I haven't looked since. I almost feel guilty that I should be giving you some of these winnings. I'm not.
No, I wouldn't.
But our discussion of the four NBA games that we went under, over, and I did a four-game parlay, and 10 got me 173. That's nice.
That is nice. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's see here. Just checking out some things. We need to continue our conversation. We had a conversation on Tuesday about Kirk Ferentz, Coach Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa Hawkeyes, and what he said. And I told you when he said it, somebody needed to go to him right away and go, yeah, you can't say that. You can think that.
And somebody did.
And you know what? You can come say it to me, and we'll kind of let it a little loose and go out there. He's been around long enough, and him, Nick Saban, all these guys know, listen, I got my point across. Nobody knows I got a slap on the wrist. I had to go, you know what? I probably shouldn't have said what I said as mean as I said it. Hey, dude, nobody said you said it mean. You were a jackrabbit.
You went after someone personally.
Right. Yes. Who was not going after you personally. He was going after you as the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Who was it? Was it B. Styles? Did he tweet it?
Yeah.
And it cracked me up because, I mean, it was a statement released on behalf of.
Right.
So is he, hey, this is what we're going to say, just so you know, if anybody asks you. And then the little stamp of his signature at the bottom.
Yeah, it was bad. And I would have even been okay with him to say, you know, he came at me a little bit hard. You know, it runs deep. I don't like losing. I don't like losing with these kids. And it's difficult when you have a son on the coaching staff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one you could have left out because you're the one that has your son on the coaching staff.
Right.
And you're the simple fact that your son has to report to Gary Barta, where I think Gary Barta reports to Kirk, that, you know, that didn't cut
what?
It either. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, he said, I said some things I shouldn't have. Dude, you said, I didn't have to be that guy while he, you know, that he did that to me, that I didn't have to be that guy. That's bad. It was bad for someone in his position, a $65,000 a year guy getting berated by an $8 million a year guy because he hurt his feelings.
Eight or nine. Yeah.
Because he hurt his feelings because he lost a football game. And we're not even mad at him that he lost the football game. There is not one single Iowa fan in this state that's mad at him because he lost a football game. They're mad at him how he's losing
right.
football games.
He's not,
doing anything
and
about
it. Yeah, and not making, you know, it's more of a, I made a change, see, it didn't work. Well, okay, what is the plan then?
Right, that's it.
And this is what gets tiresome, is we know. And, you know, you and I say we when we talk about Cyclones because we – do spend more time physically in Ames than we do over in Iowa City. I've been over there, love it, all the different things. But even we understand it doesn't matter how bad this ship is slamming against the coast or hung up on a reef.
No.
Kurt is not going to change anything in the season.
Ever. He's not going to change everything ever.
Well, I mean, we talked about this also. I mean, when we get down this path, when it affects donors, it affects tickets, it affects the financial wherewithal of the football team,
right?
There will be changes made because there's
that's when it matters.
And it yes,
because he doesn't have
say,
control over that,
right? But we can say Brian answers to Barta, Barta answers to, and we can say some of that tongue in cheek, and we can say whatever it is. But when the silent voice with the purse strings says, "All right, here's what's really going to happen," there will be change.
And I, as I was heading down, where was I going Tuesday? Oh, we went and we saw
Fiddler on the Roof. Yes.
Loved it. Didn't know it was going to be 3.5 hours. It was long.
Were you like sitting where, because there's no middle aisles. It's once you get in there, you're in your seat.
Yeah, you're
right?
in your seat. No, so. it wasn't bad. We had really good seats and it was fun. I enjoyed the full 3 hours. Jen enjoyed the full 35 minutes.
Really?
Sorry.
You know, these are
Shouldn't
on. These say, are Dave, on.
Sorry. Just
wife.
Kidding.
Your wife.
Sorry, Nana. Love you, Nana. Love you, DJ. So
okay.
I listened to the Hawkeye Huddle guys going down to Stuffed Dolly.
Yes.
And you know. I actually thought they handled it pretty well because I know they're upset too. And they're not upset once again.
Sorry, the huddle guys, when I was listening to them when we left on the way, and there's a disclaimer that comes on before their show, and he goes, "Wait a minute, we have a disclaimer? Does Steen have a disclaimer? Does everyone have?"
He goes, "Steen have a disclaimer?" And like, no, Steen doesn't have a disclaimer.
Oh, I thought that was great.
It was kind of funny. I thought they handled it really well because I think there's one thing and that's out there is there's a really good chance with crappy quarterback play and crappy offensive calling that they win their next 4 games or 5 games, however many it is. There's also a good chance this weekend is their pivotal one, right? It's Northwestern.
Right.
They're not playing well. They're not playing well in offense. They're not playing well in defense. At least I was playing well in defense. You know, you have that. You have that there. But they did. The caveat was, you know, that would be our, this is what they said. And this surprised me because it's not us, because we're not Iowa fans first. That would be our luck. We win our last 4 or 5 games, go to a bowl game and get blown out by somebody.
I've been
going to a bowl game. So,
right. And it's funny because there is so much blown up of opinion of how to fix and this and nepotism. And I mean, just the sheer attitude from the rabid fan to the rebuttal of, you know, how he's, you know, reacted, if you will, as far as the coaching staff. And somebody said the exact same thing. totally not related to those guys, Hawkeye Huddle. But it was on. He just said, "Look, we're going to go 6-6. We're going to go to a bowl game. Probably lose the bowl game, and nothing will change."
Yeah, and that could happen. And so I did a deep dive with one of my buddies today, and said, "Okay, so let's just take this season, and because it's Kirk, because what he just did, his mea culpa, all that, everybody just kind of forgets, and they go, we're going to be fine because we're always fine." And he goes, "Yeah. So let me give you my disclaimer. They aren't raising money for name, image, likeness. Mm-hmm. They don't run offenses that they have three quarterbacks that are very high on their list that they want to get in here. Why are they coming?" You know, Arch Manning didn't go, "You know what, man, Iowa Hawkeyes win a lot of games. Maybe I should go visit there." Yeah, didn't even think about it. I mean, they are.
Well, it's,
he's still coaching like it's 1980 and 1990 and 2000, which is awesome because they were really good, and I get that, and they're winning with defense. Listen, when you have to play these other teams, Alabama has a good defense, but if Alabama's offense doesn't play well, Alabama gets beat. A lot of these teams have good Iowa State has a good defense. What are we struggling with? Our two seasons are identical. The only difference between our two seasons, and we might have one or two more wins, and I'm going to come in because people said, "Well, you never say anything bad about Iowa State." So here comes my bad about Iowa State. Matt Campbell has his question and answering this week. Mm-hmm. He said, "You know, what are you going to do about special teams? You don't have a special teams coach. It's not a well." He goes, I think our special teams is getting better." I'm like, "Dude, what? Our special teams are god awful."
But he's not going to finger point at his players.
No, and it wasn't directed at his players. They said, "What is the scheme, okay, and what are you doing moving forward, okay, to get a special teams coach?" And like, "Well, we kind of been hanging without one." Yeah, hanging. Yes.
Yeah. You know, low hanging fruit is that also considered. Is, I mean, hanging.
Our punt coverage is not good. Our punt returns is eh. Our kickoff returns are, it depends on the day.
So he didn't address it.
No,
he just said well, I think we're getting better.
Better than
bad.
Like Scott and I coming and playing on your special teams. I you know, so that is the biggest issue. And this is why I do not like Nick Saban.
I know.
He's arrogant.
Aware of that.
And for all of that, but you know what that man does? If he has a quarterback and he's three ticks different than the other quarterback was, he doesn't stay the same. He figures out what those three ticks are, and he goes, because he's not the offensive coordinator, he's not the defensive coordinator, but he does both because he's done both of them.
Well, it might be a revolving door, but he keeps a heck of a
staff.
Coaching.
Staff is amazing. Yeah. He is the reclamation.
And a lot of them.
The reclamation project. And he goes to those people, and he knows who their strengths are, and that's what they do. Right. University of Iowa does not do that. The University of Iowa State does not do that. We do not have if you rank the offensive coordinators in the Big 12, and I love Tom Manning. I think he's a great interview. I think he's a great guy. I think he's amazingly smart, articulate, but it doesn't mean that it comes to the football field, and it doesn't mean that you get the best out of your players. And I think he's a little stale this year because, and like we've said before, we had Brock Purdy for 4 years. The first game he came out, we're all like, ugh. And it just went up from there. Now, did he have some clunkers in there? Absolutely. But you took the clunkers because he was that guy. Mm-hmm. If you're down 14 in the fourth quarter, it's not, oh, well, let's go home. No, we're staying.
Right.
And, but there is so big a difference between Brock Purdy and Hunter Deckers. I mean, they are two furthest people away,
right,
from how they
style-wise,
how they like to throw, how they like to run, how they like to move.
And you can't say this one's more talented than this one because they're so different. It's how they are.
Right. And all of
talented
that.
Talented in their own little way.
But if that is the difference with Nick Saban, Ryan Day, Jim Harbaugh, those Clemson, Dabo Sweeney. I can't believe I said a nice thing about Dabo Sweeney. To be really honest with you, I think you're going to figure that out with, help me, the old Brian, the LSU coach, used to be the Notre Dame coach. His last name just went right out of my head.
I can see his face.
Yep. Brian Kelly.
There you go.
Another offensive. I mean, it doesn't matter who you give him. He's going to get offense out of there.
Right.
If you don't have that, and if Iowa doesn't make those changes, and Iowa State doesn't make changes in their thing, listen, the way that Iowa plays defense and the way that, I mean, they're ranked 2 and 3. It's Alabama, Iowa, Iowa State in defense in this country, in football, college football.
Mm-hmm.
These teams in the Big 12 score 50 points a game until they come to Ames or Iowa State comes to their place, and then they score 24. Now, it doesn't mean that we score 35, but we hold these teams down. I mean,
right.
All those teams have scored.
Ohio State did okay.
Oh, yeah, Ohio State, yeah. And it wasn't.
But they're short field, number two.
Yeah, short fields, right. Interceptions, bad offensive plays, bad play calling. That right. helped that.
Right.
I think some people might say that Tom Manning's had a couple of really bad games play calling. Other than that, I don't think that you ever look at the Big 12 and go, yeah, the offensive play calling's not very good. It's probably the most elite offensive play calling in the country when you watch these games and how they are tough to stop.
They are an 11.5 point favorite against Northwestern.
Yeah.
It is at Iowa.
And I would take the under. I would give Northwestern the points, and I still think Iowa will win.
Because it's only 37.5, so right. it's
because I don't know if Northwestern can score more than 6 points, but
okay,
I
agree with that.
But I also don't know if Northwestern's going to give Iowa. I mean, I don't know.
It's
know
not like Iowa's going to run away with it with 35 points.
I don't unless here's the changer for me. Now special teams and all that. If you get a punt block, you get a fumble, a defense. If Iowa's running backs don't have 100 yards rushing, then Iowa could lose the game.
Who's quarterbacking? Who starts on the field?
I think if he doesn't start Alex Padilla, I think he's in trouble.
Okay, I agree with you.
Yeah, who's even if win or
who's
lose.
Who's going to be?
I think
Petras. It'll be Petras.
We'll come back and talk about that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're happy to be here. We're happy to have you here. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Here's a look at traffic at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at @HappyHour_SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. I'll probably put the... I'll try to get the Tuesdays and Thursdays up tonight. I put Mondays up already. Let's see here. I named all of them. I will take Heritage Building Maintenance first here. Now let Scott have the next choice. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services throughout the area. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper healthcare, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing a peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial service to their clients. Go to heritagebuilding.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Almost said, and member of FDIC.
No, that would be the other one.
That'd I don't have to do that.
That'd be the other one.
Thursday night football, 6:30 pregame. You'll get the first segment of Zach Gelb, and then they'll jump into Ravens at Buccaneers. We'll talk about that game here in just a second. Let's finish off. kind of our I mean, I think they're going to beat Northwestern. Northwestern is not a good football team. Now, if that game was in Evanston, I might go maybe a little closer, but I think that game is in Iowa City.
Yeah, it is Iowa City.
Yeah, so... is it going to get them the 40 to something game they want? I don't know. But you asked when we stepped away.
Padilla.
Who do they start?
Or Petras.
Here's the really funny thing. If this team is a Kirk Ferentz team, they're going to start Spencer Petras.
Yep.
If this team is listening to their squads and listening to the defense and listening to LeVar Woods, Alex Padilla.
So guess, I think you just answered your question.
Guess who nobody's listening to? That nobody cares what Brian Ferentz cares. Right. I mean, that's the stigma that Kirk has now of keeping him is not good, and not keeping him doesn't let him in the house at night.
I was going to say, I think you answered it. Is it Kirk's team, or is it the other voices?
Or it's the other voices.
It's Coach Ferentz. They're going to start with Petras.
I'm going to give the Hawkeye Huddle guys another kudos. It's twice today.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
So I'm looking for an empty cup around here for you. Good job. There it is.
They stated that if you're Alex Padilla, why would you even want? Because they've never given you a chance.
Right.
They give him time. They give him spot time in places, not in good places, not at good times.
Exactly. They're set him up to win by any means.
They set him up to prove their point.
Yeah.
But not at the same level as the
Do
two
you
of
want
them
somebody have, in leadership put you in a position so that they can go, I told you so?
No. But I want leadership to understand that you can't just throw somebody out there, it doesn't matter. None of these guys are going to listen to us. I'm just saying, to fairness of the kids, and I think that we've made that perfectly clear on this show, how we talk, my social media, your social media. We're not picking on 23 and under kids. Mm-mm. It's just not happening.
No.
I don't give a crap how much NIL they get, how much scholarships they get. It's no different than I wouldn't go up and sit and say bad things about kids sitting in the library at the University of Iowa or Iowa State, which I could do because I think they're
would you actually know where the library is, or would you need a map to get there?
I would know, okay. But I wouldn't be in there studying.
I know.
No, but I think that if he doesn't start Padilla, you have that little inkling of losing the team. If you put Spencer in and he blows up two or three drives, throws a couple of picks, fumbles, because they're going to hit him tomorrow. That's the one thing I guarantee you that Coach Fitch is going to do. They're going to hit whoever's hit at quarterback. I don't care if they give up bombs and they score touchdowns. They're hitting them to see if they can get turnovers.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Because I don't think that Northwestern can drive the whole field to score, so they have to do something. If they don't get – if he comes in and it's not at the same or equal opportunity that Spencer had to, I think you're going to start losing bits and pieces of the team. And I don't know how good they're doing covering up if they're already losing bits and pieces of the teams.
See, to me, that is one thing. How can there not be a little chippiness, if you will?
I agree.
If you're the top three defense in the United States and bottom three offense in the United States, losing games or whatever and all the turmoil at not be able to walk by each other in the
You have Parker and you have Heacock. Defenses number two and number three in the country and offenses that are averaging like 12 points a game.
Yeah.
I mean you can't tell me that doesn't pop up in the showers after practice or walking to and fro, that the linemen are hanging together and they're saying, man, defense didn't like us today, man. They were taking it out on our, just something like that. Winning is not going to – the damage was done when Coach Ferentz talked about Padilla the other day.
Right.
In either Ferentz. Well, what's the upside? Dude, being god awful to being awful would be an upside.
Well, and it's the whole idea of Petras practices better and shows better, but it's not relating to game time.
That's the other thing. We all
put it in a ball, shake it up, throw them out there, see what happens.
Remember how many times we've said that? I've said it. I have three boys that live this. They act like their dad. Practice.
I know. Yes.
Practice.
We're talking about practice.
Hey, I step across that line, I play. And it doesn't matter how good you are in practice. You don't get hit. You don't get, even if you're getting close, they have to stop.
Right.
So he doesn't.
But still, we haven't. And again, is it because of the situation he was thrown into that, all right, we're going to give him the shot to shine, but it
they've never given him a they've
the
never
right
given
opportunity.
Him an, yeah, he's never gotten an
so,
even.
So you're
even
thinking, shooter. Okay, what if they did start him against Northwestern, a team that's beatable for him with that defense? He slowly gathers confidence over the first three series or whatever.
I think it
does. Is that
you're
is
talking
that,
Padilla?
Padilla is that game changing for him?
I think it's game changing for the whole team because they just bailed Kirk and Brian out.
Just finally read my shirt, did you?
What's that?
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that.
I didn't.
It's a bar in Marshfield. We'll talk about it later.
I actually think that is the one. Spencer Petras having a touchdown, a pick, a fumble, and the defense playing great, scoring twice, still keeps him in the same spot. Right. Alex Padilla comes in, rushes for 65 yards, gets a touchdown, one interception, one throwing touchdown, picks the team up.
Right.
I really want to be able to.
I get the whole mindset of, hey, something's not right. We're going backwards. Right or wrong, works or not, we got to start trying things to make the direction change.
Right. And they have, you know, the other thing that you have to think about is they have a bunch of recruits coming in. They have recruits coming in every weekend. And that's what they're hearing everywhere. That's what they're hearing. They're hearing boos in right. Kinnick. They're hearing yelling and screaming to change quarterbacks. And, right. and you're looking and going,
it's kind of like going to a show home. And if the doors don't shut right, oh, don't worry. We're going to get to that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not real impressed with the show home.
I kind of wanted the show home to be the pride and joy, right?
Exactly.
And if it's not, what are you doing? And I mean, that's the big thing. They have to take care of their other problems too. The other problems being that Kirk Ferentz is old school, Kerry Bart is old school, and that's it. Because the wrestling coach is not old school. He's old school. But he knows they need money, and so he knows how to go out, and he knows how to get his guys out. And the women's basketball team.
Those guys are just
the women's basketball phenomenal. Team, the women's volleyball team, the women's golf team, the women's right. soccer team, rock it. And the men's basketball team is getting up there as well. And then you have the football team that's just down here going, we need some, you know.
Well, it's a little bit of, hey, we've paid for your guys' stuff for years. What are you getting on us for? You know, I mean, they were the juggernaut generator, if you know what I mean. Yep. I mean, it's – but, again, he is going to dig his heels in even deeper. This is my plan. This is the way we've done it. This is the way I've done it for decades.
Yep.
If you got a problem with my son, you talk to me, blah, 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 those different things. It's going to take the purse strings to go, wait a minute.
Right.
We aren't getting the results that we are wanting.
Now, we said this, right? We just said this.
Right.
We both think they're going to win. We both think they're going to win easy. It's not going to be – it's not going to be 10-7 where it's two safeties and two field goals or whatever.
7-6. Yeah.
But I also don't think they're going to score 45 points because I don't think that Northwestern would let Coach Fitz down.
See, that's why I'm going with the under. They're not going to get score more than 30 points.
No.
Whereas it's two field goals.
Unless
and,
the defense does something
right.
crazy good.
Exactly.
Which doesn't help the situation.
Right.
And if we don't want to have to come in here on Tuesday if they lose to Northwestern because then it's Armageddon.
Right.
I mean, then you start getting different people. And for somebody out there to say, it's not going to matter till the end of the year, you lose to Northwestern. Now I guarantee you can't get a bowl game because you're not going to have the attitude to be able to beat some of these right. other teams.
No, I agree.
Because Wisconsin, see, this is the craziest thing because people are like, well, people never do that. Wisconsin just did. That dude was like 45 games over 500.
Right.
And they let him go because they didn't want to lose Jim Leonard. And what I've heard from people is the thing that Iowa doesn't want to see happen is lose LeVar Woods because that's their bridge between the crap that kind of happened before mm-hmm. that's still out there.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is just
still, it's just starting bubbling. To look because it's now they're in depositions and they're doing it. So that's right. us bubbling. People understand him. He's a guy, right? He's that guy. He's the heart of that squad. Then you don't want to lose him.
Right. Well, and like you just said, they're bringing stuff up about when Brian was a player.
Right. You don't
live in Section 8 housing with a scholarship. Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to have to choose between Brian Ferentz and LeVar Woods. That's not a good choice for the University of Iowa. And that's when donor people step in and go, yeah, no, I we can't do that.
You will hear things get very, very loud if they lose, which I do not think they're going
to
lose.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I
didn't think they'd play as poorly as they did against Ohio State. I sat in here that day and said, I think they're going to cover. I didn't mean that they were going to cover like four fumbles. I thought they would cover the game.
I went after it as they were going to cover, and there was going to be the under. And I was grossly wrong on that.
Ohio State took care of that.
Right. But it also goes to show Ohio State's a pretty good team.
They're a great team. I do not think that with their speed and athleticism are any different than Alabama and all those guys. I honest to God will sit here and tell you today, after watching everything, that I think the two best teams in the country right now might be LSU and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because Brian Kelly's actually making these kids understand that they can't just be stud athletes, that they have to follow. And that could totally blow up in his face because he's a red nose. But he is a offensive mastermind. And they're doing stuff at LSU. All he needed was a quarterback to buy in, and his quarterback finally bought in and said, you know what, maybe if I don't listen to Bob and Ted and Jim and I listen to Brian, wow. I mean, people came and interviewed me, and I just had five touchdowns, and I was on ESPN, and maybe coaches got something here because they're not used to doing that.
You made a comment earlier today that in the first segment that what's going on in Iowa City is very, very similar to what's going on in Ames.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it because he's a first year quarterback? Is it we had so much talent leave, we're not as finger pointing and you better change something or this, or we're just willing to give him more time to evolve?
What they forgot in these past 4 years, when you had Charlie Kolar and Chase Allen, you got that extra year, and Jake Hummel. And,
right.
I mean, I just mentioned, and Brock Purdy, I just mentioned five guys that are in the NFL.
Right.
And they were here for that whole time. And they started that whole time. And we were never good enough to blow enough people out to where we got a whole bunch of people in. It's a brand new team.
Right.
And it's the way it's going to be. If I had to, and I can't even say this, I like Matt Campbell. I like the way Matt Campbell coaches.
Right.
I am not as I think the two things that are most wrong with both of our coaches, Kirk and Matt, I think they're too loyal. And I don't think that you can be that loyal in this business anymore. It's too big of
to
money.
Whom? To whom are they loyal to?
To their staff.
Okay.
Because he's loyal to Tom Manning, because these guys have been with him, and they've been with him for a few years. You're in the Big 12.
Me up the hill to the plateau. Let's keep going, but we're at the plateau.
Big 12 is getting ready to add four more.
Right.
And they're going to add another four more.
Right.
And it ain't good enough to have my buddy as my offensive coordinator or my son.
Right.
Because the Big 10 is getting bigger, too.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Last segment of this first hour already. Coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, Amy Valken-Luter from Palmer Group, Director of Mortgage and Banking. Mortgage and Banking and Admin and Customer Service. I want to make sure I just wrote those down right, and that's the way it sounds. It sounds better that way. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We are at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour Sports underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. Ravens Buccaneers tonight, 6:30 pregame. You get a little bit of Zach Gelb on the way home, and then you're going to get the pregame for that. My partner, Mr. Scotty, is in and has the next read for us.
We are going to go with Northwest Bank as our next sponsor. Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. October, which is almost over, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month at Northwest Bank. Take some time to learn to be safe online. Northwest Bank is proud to be a champion and support this online safety education. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait to open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Perfect. Thank you. That's
not
awesome.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I think we earn my nickel, right?
You do. I think we have to put the rest of that. I think it's going to be a good game in Ames. This group, if they can get over that hump, I think it could change the season if they win. If you get into the fourth quarter and you're right there 1 or 2 points, but you made a little mistake here and a little mistake there, I don't know if they can keep overcoming that or get to start overcoming that. That's where they need to be. They just need to be that little bit of a...
Is there going to be a quarterback controversy next year, Names?
I don't think so, because here's the really funny thing. I think J.J. Cole is an amazing athlete. And I think it's going to be really, really weird, because I think they're both going to get playing time, because when you stand them side by side, one has been there now and he's only going to get better,
right?
But the other one physically he's physically a college football quarterback.
Right.
I think it'll be interesting.
Body, not mind.
Yeah. Right. And the mind part will come quickly, and it's not like he's not running
a scenario is such that it is, oh, we're comfortably ahead, let's give him game time, opposed to errors, we have to put him in.
Right. And I think Hunter's going to get better. I think his decision making is going to get better. I think you saw that in the Texas game, that he wasn't locked. If I had one thing I was going to say about Hunter Deckers, is he locks into a target, and then if he doesn't think he can get it there, his first inkling is to force. His second inkling now is to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second part of the Texas game, it was a quick look. Yep, he's covered. Now I have 2, 3, and 4, and he started throwing that, and we started moving the football.
Right.
We just had, once again, a couple more plays. You know, you get a roughing the passer. Actually, we ever get one. You know,
we still have to
take advantage of the stuff that we do.
Right.
And I just think that it's that one. I think if the Kansas game would have went just that one little inkling different, or the K-State game would have went one little inkling different.
Yeah. What is it? Four games, 14 points total, yeah, loss.
It's that one stepping stone that everybody would have went, yes, that now we're good.
And we went through that when Purdy and the gang was young. We were losing close games, and then we finally got to the point where we were winning.
Won a couple of those games. I do. Running back injuries is hurt. Not having your full – the thing about it is now that when we started the season, we had one that we knew and we were like, and now we have four that actually do
right, exactly,
really well. So I think that part's happening. I do believe that we miss having a couple of go-to tight ends, and I think they're coming. There's a lot of talent coming this football team next year. So it'll be fun to watch. So how
hard is your heart broken when you heard about Breece Hall?
Very much so, because he's such a good kid.
And wow. The buzz, the breakout year he was going to have. The Jets aren't going, oh well, next year they're making moves.
They made moves. Yeah, because he gave them the ability to do that, to think that way, and that's the way he thinks. That's what I'm saying is that group. You think about when you have Charlie and you have Chase and you had Brock and you had Breece, and you had I'm going to throw Jake Hummel in there because I think Jake Hummel was a very important part of that as well. And you take those five right there, and you're a football coach. Great athletes, great students, great football players. Man, that's an easy way to recruit. That's an easy way to make sure that everybody knows who the leaders are. And I think they have that again. And I think that'll be good. But it's just going to take some time. But that's a thing that Hunter Deckers is missing right now. As much as I love Hutch and I like Noel and all those guys, you don't have that 6'7" guy that, oh, yeah, by the way, one of the two of them was always open.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't guard them all.
Right.
And he hit his tight end like 3 or 4 times this past weekend, which it keeps getting more and more every week.
Because I remember when you first described it, when you would go up the early games, sitting in Sukkot.
Yep.
That you could look down the field and you could see him do the check down. Dun, 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 like, yep. Ooh. And then the opposition got better. And that amount of time and the decisions.
And the check down. And the play calling went from early season
wide open
10 to 15 yard routes to 4 to 8 yard routes.
Right. It went from it went conservative.
I'm not a very good defensive coordinator, never been one, would love to play one every once in a while. But if you're running 4 to 8 yard routes instead of 8 to 25, I think I can play defense against you because you're letting me not have to defend half the field. I don't know. It'll be interesting. So I think that part will be fun.
So we always go to this. They are it's in Ames.
Yep.
You will be going, correct?
Yes.
All right.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
I love 6:30 kickoffs because I love watching football games at night.
At home?
I am not a 8-hour tailgate guy anymore.
No, we're not.
I can't do it. It's not physically or mentally possible for me to do.
So it's at Iowa State.
Over/under.
Oklahoma is a 1.5 favorite.
Yep, I would
see that.
I could see them.
Wow.
I could see them
Moses, over/under is 55.5?
Ooh.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
So, I don't know. At Iowa State, I would probably Iowa State to cover the 1.5, and I'd go under. Man, that's a ton of points.
I forgot. I mean, I've been reminded that Zach was at the New York Jet Denver Bronco game this past weekend.
Oh. When it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
He's like, Dad, I was at the game. I'm like, yes. Okay, yeah.
We saw it on social media with your buddies.
Come on every once in a while, and you can talk about it. He's busy.
That's a jab.
He's a busy. Man, I think I would take the under.
Right.
And 1.5, man, that's
that's pretty much what you're saying. Do you think Iowa State's going to win or Oklahoma's going to win?
Yeah. It's
a home game. I don't think the – it's weird having a bye week. It seems like it's been forever, but I'd go Iowa State for the win and the under.
So Zach Ted, this is Zach. No reason to take the money line, and because there's no reason. And he goes hammer the under.
Oh, and with a rousing bet your house, there
bet
you go.
Your house.
Money line and hammer the under. Got it. All right.
So before we go any further, I thought about this. Last night on the way home, because my wife is talking to me about it, there are different sports talk radio shows in this town.
Yes.
To say we compete against each other, we don't do the same thing.
No.
They are mostly all local, and we are the only local on here, and a lot of national, a lot of really good national. But when things happen, you need to talk about them. They need to make sure that we're knowing and caring. Keith Murphy's going through some tough times with
his son Cade
not being well, and all the things that he's having to go through, and his family, and being that far away and not being able to move him, not being able to do all that, just from both of us. And I know you're the same way.
Absolutely.
We know Keith. We're friendly. We're friendly.
Right.
We love you. We're thinking of your family. We're praying for your family.
Yep.
It's all going to be good. But know that if you ever need anything from us, on this side of the world over here. We're here for you and always will be here for you. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We have Amy coming in from Palmer Group. We're gonna get some job details, and I'm digging it. So we'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic.